Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to The Last Call. Today, we're going to be talking about Week 13 scores and what happened in the games. And then after we talk about all the scores, we're going to talk about the games that we want to talk about more in depth, about what happened, what we thought about the game. And, so what was the first game?
Well, the Bears beat the Lions 24-20. The Bills beat the Cowboys 26-15. The Saints beat the Falcons 26-18. The Ravens beat the 49ers 20-17. The Jets lost to the Bengals 22-6. The Titans beat the Colts 31-17. The Dolphins beat the Eagles 37-31. The Packers beat the Giants 31-13. The Steelers beat the Browns 20-13. The Redskins beat the Panthers 29-21. The Buccaneers beat the Jags 28-11. The Rams beat the Cardinals 34-7. The Chargers lost to the Broncos 23-20. The Chiefs beat the Raiders 40-90. The Texans beat the Patriots 28-22. And the Seahawks beat the Vikings 37-30 on Monday night.
All right, well, those are the scores. So right now we're going to talk about what games we want to talk about more in depth. What's one of the games you want to talk about?
Probably like the Bills and Cowboys.
Bills and Cowboys.
Yeah, I think this game was a good game in the beginning, but then afterwards it kind of just fell apart for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I think the Bills don't get enough respect. Their defense should be, I don't know if it is, but it should be up there, like top five discussion.
I didn't watch the game throughout because it was Thanksgiving and I was with my family and stuff. We were with our family, but we saw the beginning part of it, and, I mean, we saw the scores, highlights, and...
Yeah, and it's crazy, too, because the Cowboys are still ahead of their division, and they suck. So, they're going to go to the playoffs, while the good NFC team won't go to the playoffs.
Which is who?
I don't know.
Never mind. There's lots of upsets and weird games, like... I don't want to talk about this a lot, but the Jets versus Bengals. Bengals getting their first win of the season against the Jets. The Jets coming off an impressive win against the Raiders last week. I just thought that was surprising when I saw that. What else do you want to talk about?
I also want to talk about just the Packers and Giants, how the Packers were able to bounce back. But also against the Giants, and obviously no game is easy in the NFL, so obviously it's props to them. But I don't know what's going to happen to the Giants. They look weird.
What about the Raiders versus the Chiefs? Raiders lose again to blow out 40-9.
Yeah, the Raiders are just inconsistent. They can't win. It's a division game, so.
Yeah, you don't know what happens, but.
Yeah, stuff like that happens.
I thought the Raiders were going to come back after losing against the Jets last week. But
they obviously had no fight. They probably just didn't even care about the game. I don't know.
We don't know, but I mean, we'll see what happens.
And the Rams beat the Cardinals 34-7. The Rams are only two games behind the Niners and Seahawks.
The Patriots lost, got their second loss of the season against the Texans.
But I don't know. I didn't watch the game. I haven't even watched the highlights, but... I'm looking at the stats. Tom Brady had a good game. Edelman had a good game. Mm-hmm. Probably just the defense didn't hold up. Or I don't know. I got to see the highlights. I don't know much about it. I'm not going to just...
pretend like you did.
Yeah. And the Vikings and Seahawks. The Seahawks beat the Vikings Monday night 37-30. Yeah. I was hoping that they were going to lose, but...
Yeah, but that's just as a fan of the 49ers. But, I mean, it was a close game. The Vikings had a chance to tie it up at the end, but the Seahawks defense stopped them.
Yeah, just their offense is good. Both teams are good, so it could have gone either way, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the 49ers, Ravens, that game was a good game. I'm not going to overreact about it. I'd rather have lost this game, like I said, since the beginning, than the Seahawks game. Because I don't care about the Ravens. They're in the AFC, so I don't care. They're not going to play each other unless they both go all the way like super far, but nobody knows that. Nobody knows. So I'm not going to use the what if this, what if that. I don't care. The Niners lost. I would, like I said, I would rather have them lose versus them than the Seahawks, but they lost both games, both from a field goal. But I'm not really worried.
It was a close game, and the Ravens just, Lamar Jackson was able to run a lot.
Yeah, I think he's going to break the Michael Vick's record for rushing quarterback.
Yeah.
I think he's on pace for it.
Right now, he's playing good. We don't, when we were talking earlier, you know, you always say about what's happening next year, but right now, he's playing good, and, you know.
Yeah, I still think Russell Wilson's better than him this season.
I don't think that. This season, I think he's playing better, but.
Well, he rushes the ball better.
I mean, yeah, because he's a diverse player, so, like, you don't know if he's going to run the ball or throw the ball, and that's what's, you know, scary about him. You don't know what he's going to do.
In my opinion, I just don't think he's that good. I really don't. He's just a really good scrambler, you know? He's going to do that until he starts getting hit, like what happened to Cam Newton. You can't take a lot of hits.
Yeah, but we'll see. That's also an if that happens. But,
Yeah, well, I just don't think
he's that good. The Niners lost. Next week they're going to the Saints. That's going to be hopefully a good game. We'll see, though.
Yeah. The whole MVP race thing, I'm starting to not really care about it because it's just a regular season award. So it's whatever. Obviously, it's an accomplishment, but doesn't guarantee you anything.
Yeah, I mean, but it's whatever. I think it's fine.
Yeah, so, and then, what else? Tampa Bay beat the Jags. Holy shit. 28-11. Jameis Winston is a weird quarterback. 1 week he does hella good. 1 week he doesn't. 1 week he doesn't turn the ball over. 1 week he throws like 5 picks in a game. But I guess he played good this game because they beat the Jags and they won 5 games this season. That's not bad for a team that.
The Dolphins beat the Eagles.
Yeah, but those games are like. Doesn't really matter. Yeah. Just like the Bengals beat the Jets, it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah.
They're obviously not going to lose every single game. And if they do, it's probably just like. Because they're like really tanking. I think the Bengals are tanking. But, you know, they're still one of the worst teams in the league after that one. Yeah. And I think
the Redskins beat the Panthers too.
Yeah, they fired their coach.
The Panthers coach?
Yeah, Ron Rivera. He got the boot, which is kind of sad because he was always a good coach. But I guess they had to move on. They said he was there for 9 years.
Yeah.
He had some pretty good teams. The Panthers were pretty good, like not a while back. Like, they were one of the best teams in the league for like 4 straight years, like 3 straight years. Which isn't bad, but I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
But, oh well, you know, you got to move forward at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he's going to find another coaching job. If anything, just a coordinator, but he's not going anywhere. Things can stay in the league.
Yeah, for sure.
And I also heard Jim Harbaugh is in the hot seat because they can't beat any, like, Ohio State or something like that. It's pretty funny because, I don't know. I want him to come back to the NFL. And coach a team. He was entertaining. He was cool. He should come back to the NFL. He was
nice sick, analysis. He was cool. He was nice.
He was like nice analysis. Dude, and he would get hella mad at the refs. And the refs hella sucked this season. Well, they've been sucking for a while. And I hella just wanted to see his reactions and stuff because I remember he would have the funniest reactions. It was just fun to watch like his reactions and the stuff he'll say in the podiums and stuff. He needs to come back to the NFL. I don't hope that he gets fired, but he might get fired. He should come to the NFL. Yeah. There's a lot of teams that would be down to pick him up. Like, you never know. Maybe the Panthers. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
We'll see. Dude, that'll be sick, though. Like, they're not going to. I don't know. I could see him going to. Honestly, the Browns, imagine him with the Browns, with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
They could do good, maybe, but I don't know. It's all fun to think about stuff like that. Now, we're going to talk about the ESPN Week 14 rankings, and let's see what the geniuses came up with this week.
All right.
Or you read them.
Can I say them?
Yeah. From 10 to 1.
Of course. So, all right, at number 10 is the Buffalo Bills. At number 9 is the Houston Texans. At number 8, the Green Bay Packers. Then the Minnesota Vikings. 6, Kansas City Chiefs. 5, the Seattle Seahawks. 4, the New Orleans Saints. 3, New England Patriots. And 2, the San Francisco 49ers. And number 1, the Baltimore Ravens. So, should we talk about it first? And then we could get into our thoughts? Or our top 10?
Well, this is my top 10. I think this is probably like one of the worst lists they've done all year. We've done plenty already, and I think this one's the dumbest one. Alright, so this is my, so far this season, the rankings. I'll put the Texans as 10, the Chiefs as 9, the Bills at 8, the Packers at 7, the Vikings at 6, the Saints at 5, the Patriots at 4, at 3, the Seahawks, at 2, Ravens, at number 1, 49ers. And what about you?
Alright, mine is at number 9 is the Vikings. Number 10 is the Vikings. Number 9 is the Bills. Number 8 is the Chiefs. Number 7 is the Packers. Number 6 is the Texans. Number 5 is the Patriots. Number 4 is the Saints. Number 3 is the Seahawks. Number 2 is the 49ers. And number 1, the Ravens.
You have the Texans as number 6?
The Texans, yeah.
Yeah, that's not... I don't think they're ranked that high. I think 10 is a good spot for them. Also, the Chiefs, I will leave them. Well, I'll put them as number 9. I think the Bills are better than them.
Mm.
And, I would put the... I don't know why the Seahawks are number 5. They should be, if not...
Put them at number 3 in my list.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why they ranked them as number 5.
Yeah, I put number 4 is the Saints and then number 5 the Patriots.
I put the Patriots as 4.
Mm.
Their defense is still top in the league.
Yeah,
the offense did good. But I think the Seattle is a bit better. People could argue that Seattle could be number 1. But I don't know. I just don't
think they're better.
Yeah, then I think the Niners are still the best team in the league. I put the Ravens as 2. I just didn't see what's so amazing how they're so much better than Seattle or the Niners. I don't see how they're so great. But, I mean, number 2 is not bad in my opinion. Obviously, they have them as number 1.
How I saw the game, it was a close game, of course. But I think this week I just gave them the nudge. I think this week how we saw them, I'll give the Ravens number 1 and the 49ers number 2.
I don't think so. The 49ers ran the ball as much as they wanted to. The quarterback didn't play horrible. I think the quarterback threw better than, in your opinion, the MVP. He threw the ball better. It's just at the end they just owned the fucking time. The Ravens were just wearing down the clock at the end.
I'll just give them the one up this 14. But it could always change, you know, next week. There's always next week. We'll see what happens against the Saints. And I don't know what the Ravens are facing, but we'll see.
For me, it's a toss-up between Seattle and Ravens. I don't know. But I'll put the Ravens as 2 this week. Because Seattle is, I don't know why.
I still think the Niners are one of the best teams in the league. But, you know, I just gave them the one up this week.
Yeah, which is not bad. And, I think the Patriots at number 4, how I put it, is good. Same thing with the Saints as 5. I don't think because the Patriots lost 1, you bring them all the way down to 5. I just don't see that. I still think they're... I don't think the Texans are that
all
good.
All top 5 teams are 10-2.
Yeah, so you could easily just
you can easily flop each one over. So,
but I think the weakest one is the Saints. Though I'm not sold on the Saints.
Well, I'm not sold on the Patriots this year, but
yeah. Well, I mean, they've had worse seasons before.
I mean, yeah, of course, But I don't know. How I'm seeing it right now, like my rankings, of course, I'm seeing them as number five. They could always come back. And all these teams could always switch over next week. And
you have the Saints over the Patriots?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think that they're a better team.
How?
I think they're a better overall team.
I know, but how? Like, how do you see that? I don't see it.
I think they're a better overall team offensively and defensively.
I don't think so.
Compared to the Patriots, you know, the Patriots.
I don't know why they lost two games and people are acting like it's the worst thing ever.
I never said that. Sometimes, I said, you could always swap them over. I just think that's just what
I put. For you to put them as five, I think that's hella low. For five, that's low.
I mean, why do you think the Patriots should be over the Saints?
Because they have a better defense. Their defense is better.
Yeah, but I think. Whatever. We'll just go back.
So far, the defense is better.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens next week.
Same thing with Seattle. They're well balanced. They're good at both, offense and defense. They're both like equal.
Mm-hmm.
For me, supposedly the Ravens defense is hella good, but I think Seattle's defense is better. But the Ravens offense is a little bit better than Seattle's. Probably the 49ers too, just because the quarterback just runs. He doesn't really throw.
Mm-hmm.
He just throws to like his tight ends for like 5 yards or like, I'm not impressed with them. I thought since they score like 50 points or something the other weeks, like, oh, they were going to do good.
I mean, it's just because the combination between the whole team, like they're a good best overall team. That's why they're good at both sides of the ball. So is the 49ers. That's why it's a close matchup between them too.
All right. And also just want to bring it up. The Rams are ranked 11th. For some reason. Again, I don't believe that either.
Yeah. All right, well, I think we should start wrapping it up, or do you have anything else to say?
No, I don't.
All right, well, sorry for not posting lately. Thanksgiving, we had a cousin over, and we were talking to him a lot. And, you know, Thanksgiving family time. Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving, too. And, yeah, we'll see you guys hopefully tomorrow. Or the day after.
Yep. All right. See you guys.
Thank you. Bye.